So I always get my oldest son, he's always mentioned, Bobby, who's the state legislator. My youngest son is John, and he's the chair of the College Republicans. I actually have one normal son who is not involved in politics at all, and he likes football, and his girlfriend and he are I think that's going to be my first son to be married off, I believe. But and my wife has the patience of any person I have ever met with all of us. And I mean, it's a debate at every single table, and it's almost like a primary season all the time in our house. But we are we've been trying to do, I've tried to train the kids to do their part in terms of Republican politics. My grandpa on my mom's side was an ardent Democrat and the chair of the Democratic Party, and my grandpa on my dad's side was an ardent Republican. So obviously, my dad's side won that battle, and will continually. But I appreciate coming here. I was mentioning on the way in, I spoke when I was a legislator over on the east side, and I think this is the first time I've been here, and it's a real pleasure to be here. I got here yesterday, actually had wall-to-wall meetings. I hung up with Craig Paulson last night about midnight, and I called our very, very able executive director, Chad Olson, this morning at 5:30 in the morning because I had a couple more thoughts. And I says, "Are you up?" He says, "I am now." And I said, "Well, I get up and milk cows." Well, we'd never milk cows in our life on our farm, but it sounds good. I says, "Well, I'm up milking the cows, and I have just a couple comments to make." So we chatted things. So just a little bit about myself, so you know what your new chair is. At least my philosophy. I'm a type A workaholic, and we're behind. And so you know what that means. There's going to be a constant schedule. I was at a call yesterday and raising money, and I said, "I'm sorry, I don't have business cards, and we don't have time to wait." And so I broke down my cell phone number on a piece of paper and slid that over to him. We are behind, and we're behind on several areas, and we're going to get caught up. We said at 2 weeks ago of the election, I said I like to put things out there because I know the press likes to write them down and then hold me accountable, so that helps hold myself accountable. But yes, and I know Kay's over there. But the ultimately, we said our initial goal is $300,000 by September 1st. We will meet that goal, and we're going to do much, much more than that. And where there's several things that I want you to know just right off the bat. First of all, in terms of the role of the Central Committee, I feel very strongly about this. I used to be a lawmaker. Now I'm in the business of helping lawmakers get elected. The State Central Committee is not a policy-making board. It is not a small mini legislature. It is an entity that's going to help Bill Dix, Governor Branstad, Sam Clovis to get elected and to take majorities. And in terms of tests as to whether the State Central Committee is going to be behind you, I have one question. It's going to be a simple test. And that is, are you Republican? If you're a Republican and you emerged from the primary, a fair primary, then welcome. I am your new best friend, because I'm going to do everything we can, and that State Central Committee is going to do everything we can to get you elected. That's how you build majorities. That's how you build a party. And that's what I'm going to say every single day when I get up. Find me a Republican and help them get elected. And that's what we're in the business of, and that's what we're going to strive to do. And so those are the two things I think that's going to guide what we're doing. Obviously you've been reading in the paper. We've had a few ups and downs. You know what? I don't have time to get mad or to get irritated or anything like that. Anything you put in front of us, we're going to make it. We're going to take a barrier and we're going to make it a speed bump. And we're going to go over that with caution, and then we're going to move straight ahead, because, again, we're behind. 2014. Okay, that's what we're going for. November 2014 is what matters. That's what we need to, we need to absolutely help Craig Paulson build a majority. We need to actually take the state Senate and make it a majority Republican. We have got a deep bench here, folks. I can't think, honest to goodness, and I'm a historian by trade. I'm a department chair and a teacher at Mustang Community College, and I teach history and government. And yes, I'm one of those conservative Republican PhD guys. We like those guys, don't we, Sam? You bet we do. But ultimately, I'm looking back there. I still, Ralph Watts was in the legislature when I was in there, and I still look over at him and say, all right, am I doing okay? And he's smiling, so I think I'm all right. But we need to, ultimately, we absolutely have to build these majorities. I mean, in the House, you've seen this. All the good work that goes on in the House, and we've got some excellent people there. We send it over to the Senate, and it dies. And what's even more, frankly, what's even more discouraging is it usually dies because of one entity. Usually, it's MG. But there are other senators that stop things sometimes that have 90-vote majorities in the House. We've got to do that. And we've got a deep bench to do that. I can't think of a better time to be a Republican. We have got, in this state, we have got two literally, and this isn't just frosting and verbiage. We've got two living legends in this state that are leading this state. Terry Branstad and Chuck Grassley are going to go down in Iowa history as legendary. And so what do our Iowa legends do? They go to all 99 counties, and they absolutely listen. And so we've got two of the premier lawmakers and policymakers in this state, and we've got them right here in Iowa. We just nominated two individuals at our state convention. We've got A candidates that we nominated our convention. Sam Clovis and Adam Gregg, those are the quality candidates that usually emerge out of a very, very strong primary. Those are the type of folks that we nominated a convention. This has got to be one of the strongest tickets that we've had in Iowa history. And it's a terrific time. It's absolutely a terrific time to be a Republican. And one of the reasons why I get so passionate about this is because I have had the opportunity to be behind those closed doors everybody likes to talk about and what goes on behind those closed doors. And I can tell you this, I've been in the speaker's office with the door shut and three or four people in there plotting strategy, and I can tell you one thing, and I can report it absolutely positively because I've seen it and I've been a part of it, and that is Republicans do care. We don't have to cede anything to the Democratic Party. I'm not willing to cede. If there's teachers out there and college friends, let's go after the conservative ones. Let's go after the conservative union members. I don't want to cede anything because I've been behind those closed doors and I know how Republicans think. And Republicans think forward. Republicans think fiscal responsibility. Republicans do indeed help the little guy. We just have a different approach to doing that. And so we don't have to cede anything as a party. We take our ticket, we hold it up. We've got the strongest that we've had in years. And what is the role of myself and the State Central Committee? We're going to help them get elected. I'm not a part of a mini debate society anymore. Okay, I am a part of a group of people that is going to do everything we can. And the first question I have for Sam Clovis when I talk to him is, what can we do for you? Where I meet a legislator that I've never met before. We're going down, Bobby and I are going down to Southern Iowa on Saturday. And we're going to go down, and actually this is a young man that's running, and I'm not going to mention the name, but this is a young man that's running that I probably disagreed with a lot. He asked me if I would come down. I don't know if he even thought I was going to travel down there. And I said, yeah, sure, I can be down there. You want Bobby to come with me too? He's a lot better looking than I am, a lot better shape, a lot brighter. So, you know, I know my limitations, obviously. And we went down, and he said to me, I'm kind of surprised you're doing this. I says, are you the Republican nominee that came out of the primary? He said, yes. I says, then you and I are friends. We're partners. We're together. We're bound together because you are a part of that number that makes the majority. That's how we're going to take our deep bench and how we're going to take our legendary lawmakers and we're going to turn them into a situation where we can follow through and carry through the ideals of the Republican Party. There's all kinds of things that we can do. We are in a building phase right now. We've hired one of the best people that I can think of, and people that know politics in this particular area a lot more than me tell me that Chad Olson is one of the best. Tim Albrecht is consulting us. He is one of the best. And we've got even more later on as the press releases come out. We're going to have a great team for you. And the one thing personally, and obviously I have a board of 18 very qualified people. You look at our State Central Committee board. We've got some talented people there. I mean, we got some people in their own niches that are experts. But the one thing I know that we can improve on, and that is boots on the ground in early voting. I think that's very, very, very important. I keep asking candidates, what can we do? What can we do? And all, time and time and time again, it's boots on the ground, early voting. If that's what we're hearing, then that's what I'm going to present to the State Central Committee, and that's why we ask those particular questions. The bulk of our debate in the State Central Committee should be about how are we going to help those candidates get elected. That's what we're there for. That's what I'm there for. That's why I walked out of retirement. I was kind of enjoying myself as county supervisor and talking about Yellow Rock or White Rock and talking about the things that we can do to improve county government. But you know what? This is more important than that. We've got to turn this around. We've got to take our State Central Committee and complement our deep bench and our quality candidates and our quality party, and we need to be a major player in helping them. So that's why I came out of retirement. That's why I'm here, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have. And I don't have any caffeine this morning either, by the way. Yep. First time that I've heard of that, and we will absolutely have that conversation. You bet. I want to see RPI like a beehive. Not getting stung, I mean busy.
Over here.
Yes.
How do you build a coalition of all the different Republicans that exist in this world?
Well, I think we start with the five pillars in our platform. We have a platform, and if you had a chance to look at our platform, it's a streamlined platform. Used to be page after page after page. It's a fairly straightforward, but we have five pillars that we lead with. I have yet to meet a Republican of any of them. Factions, I think, is sometimes manufactured by the media so they can put us in categories. Quite frankly, and so I don't talk about the facts, but I do understand there's different points of emphasis for different Republicans. I've yet to meet a Republican that does not agree with all five of those pillars in our platform. So I think you start there, and then I think it's the things that you do. I think it's going down to Southern Iowa and doing a fundraiser for someone that is that's more closely associated with the Liberty Party. I think it's making sure that we hear the voice of our Christian evangelicals and our business Republicans. And the newest word they seem to like is the establishment Republicans. Still don't have a definition on that yet. Best I can tell is it means you want to work with Governor Branstad and you want to work with Chuck Grassley. So I guess I'm one of them too. But ultimately, I think you do by action. We've had enough talk. I think you show by action, and I think you don't forget, and you keep coming back to those five pillars. Because I will almost guarantee you that every single candidate from the county level all the way to the state or to the United States Senate, I think believe and can rally around those five.
How concerned are you about the Tea Party versus the established Republican divide?
You know, we have so much common ground. When I gave my speech at the State Central Committee, I went down through all those different groups of Republicans, and I talked about a bill or an action that I've done where I was actually in the press categorized as one of those. And I came up with five categories, and I was called all five at one time or another. So I've been called Tea Party. Well, actually, I've been called a lot worse. My son and I were the only Republicans that represented a section of Johnson County. So there's nothing you can ask me in here. I haven't had screamed at me 100 times. But I think, again, I go back, and I don't want to be repetitive here, but I think you have to go back to the five pillars that we have. There is not a tremendous amount of separation when it comes to fiscal party, regardless of what kind of Republican you are. People get nervous about social issues. If you look at what our platform says, it's essentially respect for life. I mean, we have the pillars and the foundations. A lot of times, what we're arguing about, sometimes it's inside baseball. Sometimes it's ways to differentiate ourselves in terms of a primary. But when we come together in a general election, and if people understand what's at stake here, I think you go back to those five pillars. I truly believe, and I know it's an overused cliche, and I know there's even a question of whether Reagan said it or not. It was reported by two people. But I love the quote. I live the quote. It's how politics is done. And that is, if you agree with me 80% of the time, that doesn't mean that you're 20% my enemy. It means we're friends and we're colleagues and we're going to stand shoulder to shoulder to win elections. I think we just keep saying that over and over again. I don't want to be in a party where we agree 100% of the time. Not only is it boring, we don't have that vibrancy, that debate. That's where ideas come out of that. Some of the strongest, most heated arguments have been in the Republican caucuses that I've sat in. Right, Ralph? Peter, you bet. I mean, they're what you would call knockdown, drag out verbal arguments. But you know what happens? We walk out of there. Everybody said their piece. It's been fair. And we come out united because 99% of the time we're going to find the common ground. There is no reason why candidates can't do what elected officials can do every single day of a session. So I feel very strongly that we can do that. What binds us together, a lot of it's in the rhetoric. As well, a lot of it's in the passion of drawing people together. And you look at our candidates, and we've got something to celebrate here. We got a deep bench, we got a future-looking, proactive party, and we've got things. You look at these last 2 years, what the legislature has done, the governor has signed. It's pretty amazing. That's a 10-year policy agenda in many states. They've done it in 2 years.
Some of that
obviously has to happen at that particular county level. I've been a part of our central committee for years. When I first got on our local central committee, it's Cedar County where I've grown up. In fact, my family, I'm seventh generation there, is basically the rural area surrounded by Iowa City, Cedar Rapids, Muscatine, and the Quad Cities. And that's essentially was my old district and where I live. A lot of that is making sure that the central committees have fun events, and make sure that there are rallying points. One thing that we've done is we've had our share. Obviously, we have to make money. I mean, I've auctioned off pies for $800 before. Almost feel bad doing it, but I cash the check for those. But ultimately, if you can make sure that you have activities that people in your precinct can participate in that are lower cost, I think that's helpful. There, one thing that we would like to do, and of course this is all dependent on money, folks. And I'm going to tell you right now that what was laid in our lap is not the ideal situation. And I'm not going to go into details of that because I'm looking ahead and I don't have time. But the bottom line is, if we have the dollars that are there, we would really like Cody Hoford, who is the new co-chair, and I have both put out there for the state central committee and for the media that we would like to have a staff person from the state party itself in each of the congressional districts, and these staff people would actually be working specifically with those counties. Now, you've got some counties they're doing a magnificent job. I mean, they're a model. We can learn from them. I do learn from them. On the other hand, you've got some counties that haven't had the history of leadership and such, and I think we can help give some guidance. But the state party, I don't want to overpromise here. The state party, when you go to that precinct level, a lot of that has to come from within those counties and generating that, and we just need to know what we can do to help. We can start, first of all, by constant communication with those counties and all those 99 areas, and we can improve on that dramatically, and we will. I'm gonna sound like my answer to you is gonna be hedging the issue, but as the chair of the Republican Party, We're not generating that policy. The last thing I'm going to do is suggest to the governor, suggest to the legislature what they should do in terms of those particular issues. Because the 19 of us, or the I guess it'd be 20 of us on the State Central Committee, are not policymakers. We are electing the people to have those conversations with. I don't think I want to get into the business of commenting specifically on those policies, except to say this is what our platform says. If it's in our platform, I'm going to defend our platform. On the other hand, we've got a lot of issues and a lot of them are not part of our platform that we have legitimate disagreements between conservative Republicans about. And I think that's okay. And I think the worst thing that I can do is interject myself into that particular discussion and come down on one side or the other, as long as there isn't some clear mandate or dictate within there. So I'm going to help Governor Branstad get elected so Republicans and actually all Iowans can have that conversation with him. And I'm truly not trying to hedge that issue. If you had asked me this question 4 years ago as a legislator, I'd had a very specific policy answer for you. Yep, and I'm going to guess that he's going to. We're going to be the mechanism to help them get elected. I am not the one thing I'm not going to be is a policy advisor to the Republicans, especially on these issues that divide Republicans. Yeah, that's a multifaceted question. How much time do I have? No. I mean, I can. Okay. Let me start with the college campuses. My son is the chair of the College Republicans, and I used to be the sponsor of the College Republicans at our college. I think that with College Republicans, you've got to come to the conclusion that a lot of those students are going to be a part of a club and a part of an organization that are not hardcore inside baseball type of Republicans. So you got to have fun events for them. And I don't mean watered down our policy or anything like that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about fun events. I would imagine that 50% of the kids that came to the College Republican meetings at Muscatine, and they got chapter of the year, I think, when my oldest boy was president of that, I would say 50% of them probably could list one or two things that makes them Republican, and besides that, they wanted to be a part of the fun in the group. That's the first thing, making sure that when we're talking to those students, that we're talking to them, not at them or down to them. I think that's helpful. And then once again, you find common ground. We have got a lot of issues in the Republican Party, and I would say probably a third of those issues are not definitive in terms of the details. That we're good, solid conservative Republicans can disagree on those particular issues. I think you find those. I think we've got the first thing I would start out when I'm talking about when I'm talking to young people is I would talk about privacy issues. I would talk to them about the second time in a row that we've frozen tuition and what that exactly means to them. In my experience as a government teacher, and I am vigilantly nonpartisan, I mean vigilant. In fact, sometimes I'll be honest with you, the Republicans in Muscatine get a little irritated with me because they think I should push them. I think that's one of the most unprofessional things that a teacher can do is push their students into one party or the other, and that includes the Republican Party. So you're going to see the Republican chair of Iowa being one of the most nonpartisan government teachers in the state. But when I talk to them and I try to give them the tools to ask the right questions, not absolutely say, you will believe this, this is right, if you don't do this, you are a, and then fill in all the negative terms. But when you throw the issues out there and let them deal with, I find that a lot of these young people are about 50-50 in terms of whether they're going to go Republican or Democrat. In terms of the rhetoric, people like labels. I noted now the third Des Moines Register story has called me Establishment Republican Jeff Kaufman. And Ralph and I have been in a few little issues. You can, well, I'm, there's, if they want to categorize you, then take that category and turn it into a positive. And that's essentially what I've done. If you insist on labeling, then go ahead and label. But labeling simplifies an incredibly complex party and usually very, very complex opinions. All we can do with media, and this is the one thing that I've found over the years with the media generically across the board, and that is if you do what you say you're going to do, that will be reported as well. The problem we get into sometimes is we talk and we sometimes think that we're in a debating society, but we talk and then there's no action. But if we do and follow through with what we do, I think we'll get a positive report. And where we're starting right now at the State Central Committee is ground zero. And in 1 month, I hope the media is going to take a look at what we've done and report that indeed there is unity, because you can't build and you can't do what we're going to do unless there's unity. Are there going to be outliers that are never going to get along? Absolutely. I've got one outlier that shows up at my in-laws' Christmas every year and refuses not to get along. We're human beings. Of course we're going to have people. There's going to be everything I say today that somebody could criticize. But you take the bulk and the whole, the silent majority of folks, and I believe that the Christian evangelicals, I believe the liberty people, I believe the established republic, I believe they are with us in those five pillars. And I think some of the social media, the people that yell, so to speak, electronically the loudest, I don't believe they represent the bulk and of those. I think the bulk of people want to build majorities in this particular state, and I think we want to build them around those five pillars that the people, the grassroots have generated. Those pillars didn't come from the State Central Committee. They came from 99 counties, and they developed all the way up, and we voted on them, and it was a wonderful spectacle. Did people disagree? You bet they did. Will they still agree? You bet they will. They'll still disagree. And will we continue to disagree? You bet we will. That's what makes our party vibrant. We shouldn't walk away from internal debates. What we should do, though, is right now, just like a family, we fight, we debate, we argue, but in the end, when our backs are against the wall, we circle the wagons. And I think you're going to see that in 2014. And the circling is going to be around a document that I didn't produce, or the State Central Committee didn't produce, or Sam Clovis didn't produce. It's something the grassroots did, and it's our five pillars in our platform. So thank you.